Well, me, you know, I have to fly to a game. Right? Either I fly to Oakland or Vegas. So, but it's just a shame. You know what I mean? It's a shame for Oakland.
Marshawn Lynch potentially playing for the Raiders. I love it.
I love it too. Nate got me fired up in a commercial because we're talking about Marshawn coming back wearing the 2-4 black visor. I think he's running out like the Ultimate Warrior out of the tunnel. And look.
Today, let's just go there. Are the Cavs more likely to repeat as champs or get eliminated before the finals?
Oh, please, get eliminated before the finals.
Yep,
I'm not concerned about that at all. Not at all.
What's happening, Tribe members? Thank you for joining us today on the Tribe Podcast. I am your host, Dave Love. With me, as always, is Mr. Two Plates himself.
Podcast people, what up?
And, of course, to the right side of me is Mr. Richard
Hey, hold up. What happened? You usually introduce me first, didn't you?
Hey, man.
Just say Rich, man.
Man,
my
Rich.
Boy Rich.
Rich.
Yeah,
stop
trying to think of
something.
Say, what's
clever.
Up, Rich?
No, I
what's
was
up, guys?
Say your last name.
Why you got a last name on foot over?
I don't know why.
Man, just say Ritz.
I don't know why I said that. But anyways, back to the matters at hand.
What's that?
How's everybody doing today? Good.
Fantastic. Right. We're good, man.
Yeah, whatever. Thank you for joining us today again. I appreciate it, Mr. Two Plates. It's nice seeing you.
I'm not a regular no more.
No, you're a regular. You're a regular.
I'm just like an outsider,
like,
man.
I was like messing with you.
I thought
you
was a trio.
Oh, we are. We're a tripod.
Keep me up the tribe, man.
We're a tripod for the Tribe Podcast. Okay, guys, I just wanted a quick shout out, okay? I don't know if any of y'all watched it, but the World Classic, the U.S. did win the World Classic this past week, you know, defeating Puerto Rico. You know, shout out to them, you know, it's the first one they won, first World Classic they won.
Ever?
Yeah.
Oh, big ups, USA.
Yeah.
For real.
So, you know, taking on Puerto Rico, and Puerto Rico did its thing, you know, not that game, but the games prior to
the games prior.
To get to that situation.
They didn't even score one run.
Yeah, but, you know, shout out to them. So, let's go dip into the NFL. All right. First things first, we just got the news about the Oakland Raiders are going to go to Las Vegas.
Are you serious?
Las Vegas. What's up with this, man? Going to Las Vegas, and it's not even right away.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
They got to wait till what, 2018?
19. So 2 years are going to play at Oakland.
Oh, okay.
So basically, what
that's got to... As a fan,
I mean,
they got to
build that stadium, though. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They can't just move, you know, next week. They got to build that stadium first. That's why it's going to be 2 years.
Basically, what they're saying is, you know, to Oakland is, hey, we're married to you, but we're getting a divorce
in 2 years.
So 2 years. I'm cheating on you with another woman, and I'm going to go live with her in 2 years. But I'm going to stay here for 2 years so she can have my house ready. Basically, that's what they're saying. I mean, if this happened to Chicago, Eric, honestly,
man,
if this happened to Chicago,
if the Bears left,
you know what I'm saying? Just think about it.
So my heart goes out to the, you know, Raider fans. My boy, he a big time Raider fan, so I know how, you know, so they feel right now. Didn't they leave
L.A.?
L.A.
Yeah,
came back.
Yes.
So now they leaving again.
Yeah. Leaving again. Yes.
I mean, I think it's a bad move. A lot of people think it's a bad move. I was, my boy Brandon Marshall was talking about the temptation out there in Vegas. Gonna be rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got all these young guys, they got money now, and you put them around, you know, just the strip.
Everything.
And just the whole limelight of Vegas.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in Oakland, well, with the Raiders.
Yep, and I mean, Richard, didn't you already say that there's a rumor? Whether
it's not
true,
a rumor, it's actual
truth.
There's a brothel that's going to be opening up in Las Vegas that's dedicated to the Oakland Raiders, or them, Las Vegas Raiders now, dedicated to them, and all the players get in free and drink for free. So it's like, what kind of, I mean, this is going to tempt them. I didn't even know brothels were even legal in Vegas,
yeah,
isn't
in Vegas,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you ever watch the cat house?
No, that is crazy.
Yeah.
So
you're missing out, player.
Think of all the rookies that are, you know, they're coming in fresh out of college, I mean, it's basically like Sin City. You get to do whatever the hell you want.
They're coming into all this money, that temptation.
And then
a lot of them going to fall for it.
And then owners and coaches are going to try to tell them not to do it. But it's like, as soon as they leave the facility, I mean, it's just out there to them.
You know?
But like, for the fans, I feel bad, like you were saying, they got to wait 2 years. Do you think tickets will even sell? I mean, I would be pretty pissed. Like, if the Bears were leaving, Eric, would you even, like, care about buying tickets or going to the game?
No, I mean, I wouldn't go to a game, but I'm always rep my team. No matter what.
No matter if they're leaving you?
I mean, I would hate it. Don't get me wrong, but I'm always rep my team.
You know what? It is the worst time, too, because they're playing good.
They just started getting really good.
They're getting really good. There's high hopes for this team, and they're leaving. You know what I'm saying? That has to suck as a fan.
They've been bad for a while.
What, since what, 2003?
Yeah, that's the last time they was good. That's definitely 15 years ago, man.
But business-wise, it's a smart move.
Why is that?
I mean, it's just a smart move. I mean, you just business-wise, as far as money-wise and everything, it's a smart move. Go to Vegas. I mean, you got all these extra activities to go. And I understand this is me not being a fan, but like the Oakland fans, I feel for them. But at the same time, this city really didn't do too much to help. I mean, they had to have known, okay, a couple years ago, hey, we have to do something to improve our organization as far as the stadium-wise. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're playing on a baseball field.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're playing on a baseball field. How long do you think that was going to last? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
But I mean, Vegas is not a football type, you know,
town.
Just
it's our football. Yeah, right.
You
know,
you think of Vegas, you think about partying and going out and drinking and.
When I think of
but that's the thing though. I mean, they're gonna be able to do that at the game because it's mostly gonna be it's Sunday morning, or excuse me, Sunday at noon or late afternoon, so you have something. An activity to do before those parties start doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but how many people actually want to do that, though? I mean, I don't really see how is it a good, you know, move, you know, money-wise if Vegas is not a football town. It's not a lot of football. Well, I'm not saying it's not a lot of football fans out there, but.
When I think of Vegas, I think of boxing and UFC. Those are, like, the two main things that happen in Vegas at the MGM Grand or whatever. They always have boxing matches or UFC matches. I don't really think about baseball, football, or basketball in Vegas.
But this, too, it depends on how good they build the stadium. Because they're looking.
Well, I saw a blueprint.
It's going to be big time.
Well, that's it. People are going to want to go there just to look at it. Like, hey, I want to know the stadium, how good it is.
Like a tourist attraction, huh?
Yeah, kind of like a tourist attraction. Just like everything else is in Vegas. You know, it's a tourist attraction. Yet, like you said, it's Sin City where you do whatever you want. So, I mean, who knows? I mean, who knows? I mean, I don't know if it's going to be sold out all the time. Who knows? Now, who knows if those Oakland fans or those loyal Raider fans are going to travel over there. It's about an eight-hour drive. You know what I'm saying? It's a good eight-hour drive from Oakland to Las Vegas. So who knows? You know, I mean.
Like Eric was saying earlier, it just seemed a lot easier last time because it went from L.A. to Oakland. At least it was still in the same state.
Yeah. Right.
But now they got I mean, it's going to be difficult. I really do feel bad for the fans because I know how it feels, you know, coming from Houston whenever the Oilers left. It was a very down time for Houston. So I know that's the way Oakland's going to be. Oakland's got other teams. So.
Right. That's the thing, too, though. You know, eventually they're going to get another football team.
Yeah.
In LA, I think so. Oakland. Think so? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, eventually they're going to get another team, you know, but.
Well, you talk about then, LA, they got a football team, the Rams.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean. Well,
and the Chargers.
Got the Rams.
The Chargers.
The Chargers, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
So they can pick one of them, I guess. But, I mean, when you think of the Raiders, their fan base is like a cult. Like, they even have the Black Hole or whatever. So their fan base is very loyal, and they've always stuck by them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like you said, they're almost like...
Cub fans. Go ahead and say it.
You could say Cub fans, but I would be nice and say they're not that high, because there's a shitload of Cubs fans all over around the U.S.
Right,
and they're, like, really loyal.
But,
so.
Like, the Raiders, I mean, you got Raiders fans all over.
Everywhere.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know. But it just doesn't sound right. Las Vegas Raiders. Don't sound right to me. It just doesn't catch it to me. It is not right. But we'll see what happens in 2 years with that.
Yeah.
And we'll see how fans react to going to the games or not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'll see how low the attendance are or if they're still at the same peak. You know, I mean, I don't know if they're going to do extra stuff for fans, you know, do discounts or whatever, but... You know, I feel for them. Like you said, if it was our team, I know I'd be like,
man, I'd be sick upset. Man. You know.
Mm-hmm. All right, another NFL news. We got Richard Sherman, man. The reports are that, you know, he's being shopped, kind of. You know, mm-hmm. they're listening to offers from Mr. Richard Sherman, Mr. Best Cornerback in the league, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And they're listening to offers, my man. Supposedly, reports is that Pete Carroll and him are having differences.
Bumping heads. That's what they're doing, I guess. They bumping heads.
Mm-hmm. Rich, did you see this forthcoming? I mean, you saw how on the sidelines this past season, on certain plays, Richard Sherman's very vocal.
Oh, yeah.
You could see on television he was screaming.
But when I first saw the report, I was actually pretty shocked because, when you think Richard Sherman, you think of Legion of Doom, you think of the Seattle Seahawks. So it was very shocking to see that they were actually shopping him. I don't know if he'll ever get dealt, because I just don't know. But as for Richard Sherman, I don't know if he feels like, you know, maybe it would be time to go play for another team. Maybe his time in Seattle, he feels like, yeah, I'm fine with getting traded. I wouldn't mind playing for another team.
Man, it's no way in hell.
Is he getting traded?
We know damn well he's not going nowhere. There is no Legion of Boom without Richard Sherman. I mean, we got Cam Chancellor. He's the enforcer of the Legion of Boom. You know, yeah, Earl Thomas, he's a quarterback. But Sherm, that's that emotion. He's the emotion that's the Legion of Boom. You need that. He's not going nowhere. I think, him and Carroll, they bumping heads right now. You know what I'm saying? But they gonna eventually squash it. You know, yeah. Carroll is a player's coach. Mm-hmm. Eventually, they're going to talk it out, work out their differences. I'd be surprised. I know he's not going nowhere. It's rumors. But then again, everybody, whenever anybody come up in trade talks, they going to listen to
they did say we're only listening to serious offers for him. Like, we're not going to take anything cheap. You know, you got to give us something pretty serious for him. So I don't know what team would give that up.
I don't know. going back to your report earlier about the Legion of Boom, but they haven't been Legion of Boom this past year. They've been Legion of Bust. I mean, come on, man. They didn't perform.
They weren't.
Good.
Yeah, they
like,
weren't that great
not,
this past year.
Yeah, but you know, Earl Thomas got hurt last year. He was out a big part of last year. That's a big part of it.
Yeah, true.
But who knows how dedicated Earl Thomas is? Because for a while there, he was thinking about retiring already.
I don't pay no mind to that. He ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
Just like Richard Sherman ain't going nowhere.
Richard Sherman ain't going nowhere?
No.
You know what? I don't think he's going anywhere, not because of your reason, but he's not going anywhere because I don't think anybody wants that damn mouth.
Are you crazy?
I don't think nobody wants that mouth. You mean to tell me you wouldn't want Richard Sherman? I wouldn't.
I mean, I'm not sure what your favorite team is. I'm really not. But you mean to tell me?
I thought it was Cowboys.
See, he flips so much, man.
Flip Bayless over here.
All right. You mean to tell me you wouldn't want Richard Sherman, arguably the best cornerback in the game, on your team?
Nah, his run's over, man.
I mean, everybody pop off at the mouth already.
And I'm not saying he's still not elite, but I'm saying his direction is down. Only way his direction can go now is down. And that's
going to be about maybe 4 or 5 years from now. It's going to start the decline a little bit. You know.
It's going to start this season.
I don't think about this.
No,
just a little bit at a time. He's going to be elite this year.
He's going to be elite next year. Maybe 4 or 5 years from now, he might start declining a little bit.
I agree with Eric.
Like Darrell Revis, but
I agree with Eric because Richard Sherman has a fight in him. He won't just lay down. He won't just like accept that he's not good enough. He's going to keep on going out there and fighting.
I was seeing this man getting beat. I don't know about y'all.
Oh, everybody get beat.
I mean, he was getting, but the past couple of seasons before that, he wasn't.
But like but Eric said, I think lately. Earl Thomas did hurt losing Earl Thomas because, yeah. I mean, that's basically his backup right there.
He's the quarterback of the Legion of Boom.
So, I mean, I think that did affect it a little bit because that safety like that said, replaced him, he was horrible.
Sneed.
Yeah, Sneed, yeah, he was horrible, man. Yeah. So I think losing Earl Thomas, that's a big playmaker right there.
Who knows how long Earl Thomas got?
I know, that's what...
I mean, honestly.
Earl Thomas is only like 28, though. So you got at least another maybe 4 years, got cats 4 or 5 years of being elite, man. You got these cats
anymore who are retired early anymore. I mean, honestly. I mean, look at, even speaking about Seattle, look at Marshawn Lynch, how he just retired. Kind of say, you know what, I'm going to step away.
What it, I mean, would,
you got some of these young cats just want to retire because they see
Calvin Johnson,
the longevity. If you keep going, you know what kind of, you know, physical condition you're going to be in.
Right. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So if, that's always in the back of their mind.
If the Seattle Seahawks draft a cornerback this draft in the first round, would you think that they'd get rid of Sherman? Is that a sign that like we're thinking
this
about
year?
Yeah,
no.
This year. Okay.
This year, no.
So if they didn't get a first round. This year, they want to get rid of Richard Sherman.
No,
I want to see what cornerbacks go, because, like I said, this year's draft is super deep in cornerback. So
the best one is Marshawn Lattimore.
Marshawn Lattimore.
Marshawn, look him up. Marshawn Lattimore.
What happened to Top Jabril five. Peppers? Remember you talk about him?
See, what happened to this man?
Yeah, he was like, you were all about him.
You were, Jabril. Hey, the Bears
need to get Jabril Peppers.
Shaking, don't get me wrong.
The Bears shaking my head.
I still want my Bears to take a safety, but I'm looking at Jamal Adams from LSU now. LSU? I still like Jabril Peppers, but Jamal Adams.
What's Jabril Peppers? He's a safety?
Yeah, both of them are safety. Yeah, he's a safety.
So you're basically telling me they ain't going to select a quarterback in the first round?
Hell no.
The Bears?
What the hell would they? With the third pick. Unless they move back in late in the first round and take a quarterback with the third pick overall.
And they just blew money on Mike Glennon. I wouldn't do that.
Nah, but they could they can cut Mike Glennon after 1 year though.
Yeah, but I still don't think they're gonna assign him and then go get a quarterback first round.
I mean, no, not first round, but they still gonna get
a
quarterback.
No, they will get a quarterback.
They're gonna get a quarterback.
But not first round, I don't think so.
Not with the third pick, hell no.
I can't wait to the draft, man. When is it? Isn't it the 7th?
On the 27th. Like, 27. Yeah, 4 weeks.
Yeah,
four weeks from now.
So be ready.
Okay.
So be ready when we see Houston on the board.
They're going to take a kicker.
kicker?
Were you going to be like the Raiders when they took, what's that guy's name?
Janikowski. Sebastian.
Hey, but he's been pretty damn accurate for a long time.
He's damn near 40 years old. Yeah. Still kicking that ball.
That's the one thing the Raiders have been good at. They had... I forgot his name. That punter they used to have that's with the Texans now.
King.
Well, King. Why am I forgetting his name?
No, dude they got right now, Oakland. He's a
Oakland.
He's a
no,
character.
Not King. The one before him. The one that he's only Houston right now. Can't even forget his name.
He's supposed to be a Houston fan.
Anyways, keep on going.
Hey, so what's up, man? What else in the NFL that we got going on?
Shane Leichter. So Shane Leichter. That's what I'm thinking of. Shane Leichter, punter and kicker. That's what they were good at, punting and kicking.
In other news.
Not other news. It's still kind of in the Seattle form here.
What's up with Seattle?
Marshawn Lynch, man.
Beast Mode?
Yes, Beast Mode. They're talking about maybe him coming back. You know, there was reports that he would like to come back to Oakland for the Raiders, his hometown. Of course, I don't know what this news. Of course, you know, there's talks of him coming back to Seattle. What's your thoughts, Two Plates?
I think if he come back, which I do believe he will be back, yeah, he'll be playing for the Raiders. I mean, now that they done lost Latavius Murray.
Yeah, Latavius Murray.
You know, they need a running back. And dude's been off, what, a year?
Yeah.
His legs are fresh. He ready to go. He only, what, 30 years old?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, if he do come back, which I believe he will be playing in Oakland.
I think he will also, and I think that would be a perfect choice for him because, like you said, he's already 30-something maybe?
He's 30. 30? Yeah, he's probably 31 later.
So he's up there, and I'm pretty sure he wants to protect his body, and to be behind the second best offensive line in the NFL last year, I mean, that'd be the team I would go to. Well, they're probably number one now that the Cowboys completely, their offensive line is just, half of it's gone, so I would say the number one offensive line in the Raiders, I would go there if I were him.
Feed this man some smoked Skittles because that's three across the board. I think he also is going to think about coming to Oakland, man.
He's got that Raider attitude too.
Yeah, he does have that Raider attitude. I mean, come on, he has that persona. He's got that, you know, look in his eye. You know what?
He's
like
a,
you said,
oh, man.
Like you said, though, it's the second best offensive line.
Yeah.
Why not?
And they didn't lose anybody this offseason.
You got, you know, like you said, Latavius Murray. He went to Minnesota. Yeah. So why not bring him in? He doesn't have to be full on. They got that back. The other guy over there. I forget what
he was on your fantasy.
Richard and Dwayne Washington.
They all can go.
I mean,
they're
young, but they're not ready to take over that lead role, that big dog role, being a star number one running back.
Why not?
Marshawn was such a fun running back to see. I remember watching him with Seattle. It was always fun seeing him whenever he would come out the backfield.
And that team is already getting good. How much better would they be with Marshawn Lynch in the backfield?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got receivers. You got a tight end. You got a quarterback. You got a defense that's, you know, not good, but I feel like they are improving.
They're not good, but when it comes to going, as far as their defense, when it comes to needing a big play.
Khalil Mack.
He's always around.
You know, for real. Khalil
he's
Mack.
Always around
all day.
When the defense needs a big play.
He won Defensive Player of the Year, right?
Yeah.
2 years ago. Was it last year?
No, he won this year, too.
I don't know about
that. He didn't win this last year.
But, yeah.
2 years ago, J.J. Watt won that one. And the year before that.
Mm.
He won this past year.
Oh, okay, then.
Who was that?
Come on, man. The best defensive player in the NFL.
Oh, he played this year?
No.
Was he in the playoffs?
What are you talking about?
Did he play in the playoffs?
Do you know football?
I don't think I heard J.J. Watt's name at all.
Man, this guy doesn't know football. We got to replace this guy.
Man,
have you heard of J.J. Watt in a long-ass time?
Yeah, I can't hate on Watt, though. He is the best.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
he is
the best. That's doing it right now. I can't even deny that.
Like somebody slapped him in the face.
Quiet,
with
Sean
that.
John.
Like somebody slapped him in the face with the iron. Anyways,
that makes sense.
Got that flat face. Anyways, right. let's jump into the NCAA, man. There's the Final Four coming this weekend. My team, Oregon.
Why is it your team?
Because that's what I picked out of the hat.
Oh, okay.
That's what I picked out of the hat for this little bit.
I'm sorry, we wanted you to be a part of this.
Yeah, but
you know Jeff.
Maybe next year.
You know Jeff Gray.
You know.
Maybe next year.
You know Mr. Jeff Wieners. But you were on vacation, man.
That's
you're always on vacation,
hey,
or you're working overtime. You
he never goes on
us.
Vacation.
He ain't got time for us as much. But anyways. My team, Oregon, is facing against North Carolina. That's going to be a tough one. I'm surprised they beat Kansas in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
So, you know, but kudos to them. They made it to the Final Four. Hopefully they can make it and win it all the way because that's my only team that I have right now left on my bracket. Eric, my team, I guess you could call my team, Oregon, is going to North Carolina. What do you think about North Carolina?
I mean, I don't know much about college basketball.
Is that right?
But I do know North Carolina is pretty damn good. You know, I'm not saying Oregon don't have a chance.
This isn't the 80s, bro.
I'm not saying they don't have a chance.
Homer.
But how am I Homer, man?
Because that was Michael Jordan's college.
Yeah, that's what I said. This isn't the 80s, bro.
I don't even like that preppy ass. That's a preppy ass school. I don't even like that North Carolina.
Duke.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, but they playing pretty good right now.
Why don't you go for underdogs, man?
I'm saying.
If you were to go for underdog, who would it be?
In the whole series? I mean,
would it be South Carolina? Or would it be
Oregon? It'll be Oregon.
Oregon?
Woo-hoo. Gonzaga is a powerhouse.
No, I didn't say Gonzaga.
But South Carolina playing Gonzaga.
Okay.
I definitely don't see South Carolina beating Gonzaga. I can't really see Oregon beat North Carolina either. I'm saying.
So, you got North Carolina and Gonzaga.
In the finals. Yes, I do.
Championship game.
North Carolina and Gonzaga.
Mr. Richard.
You know, if I didn't have money on this bet, I'd pick Gonzaga.
Oh, yeah?
Because I would pick Gonzaga. But since my team is facing them, I mean, I hope South Carolina wins. That way I can get that money.
Upset,
but,
huh?
But if I lose, I want Gonzaga to win the whole thing. Actually, North Carolina doesn't need another one.
Yeah.
Honestly, I
agree.
I don't want North Carolina. If I don't win with Oregon, I don't want North Carolina to win. Because I don't want Jeff to win. Oh, Jeff has some. I forgot.
He listens to this podcast, by the way. It's okay.
Hey, don't cut that part out neither, man. I'll be trying to delete that part.
Now he, just... now he said that's my guy. You hear
that's
this?
That's my guy, Jeff.
That's my guy. We only got 9 players last week.
Hey, he's flipping again. There you go. Go ahead, flip.
All right. That's it for the Final Four. So let's head up into the big topics of the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
All right. NBA, here we come. Let me just ask you two plays real quick. Chicago Bulls, they're on the outside looking in. As of right now, they're a game behind.
One
for
game?
That, yeah, for the eighth spot.
Right, they behind one game behind Miami. Uh-huh. Okay.
What is their chances in these last few games?
I'm not. It's a good chance.
It's a good chance.
It's a good chance. I seen their schedule.
It's a good chance.
It's a good chance.
Are they gonna make it?
If they win tonight against Cleveland, guaranteed.
You know what? You're right.
You know what?
I'm looking at their schedule right now.
They play Cleveland, then they play Atlanta. Then after that is what? New York,
Pelicans,
Brooklyn,
Pelicans,
Orlando,
Philly.
They got a real easy schedule. The last maybe 7 or 8 games, all teams under 500. I know what you're about to say.
I know, yes.
Man, they've been struggling against bad teams. Oh, yeah, I agree with that. You know, I just got a feeling that, you know, especially they win tonight. They beat Cleveland tonight. I just got a feeling they're gonna finally get over that hump. For whatever reason, they gonna get over that hump.
And for whatever reason, well, I know not for whatever reason, but the last couple of weeks, the Bulls actually, even though they lost to a couple of teams or like you said, were under 500,
Philly,
they've been playing a lot better than the past couple months
against the good teams.
Right, but the thing is I think that's Hoiberg, because he knows his ass is on the line. If he's gonna miss another year of the playoffs. How shitty does that look? Yeah. The 2 years that you come and coach this team, you miss the playoffs?
Not even.
And Tom Thibodeau.
That's crazy.
I mean, I was just telling you, two of the when they had the number one seed twice in two back-to-back years with Thibodeau, they went, it's crazy because they were 62-20, okay? And then the next season, it was a lockout season, but it was 50-16. Thibodeau always had these guys
playing defense,
and it was all without their star Derrick Rose. After that, he brought in Nate Robinson because he's like, you know what, I don't need to score. You know what I'm saying? It was all about defense, and now it's just like they got rid of Tibbs.
Yeah,
they trying to outscore everybody, and you can't do it. You got to play. You got to get stops too. You can score, but you got to get stops also. You know what I mean?
It's sad because you know what they I don't know about you, but they tease me.
They've been teasing all of us all year.
It's been teasing me because, like you said, they play so good against these good teams and get this win. And I'm like, okay, cool. We're going to turn around now.
Uh-huh.
Everything's looking good. Next game, like you said.
They'll beat Boston. They turn around and lose to Brooklyn.
Yeah. It's like, what the?
Yeah, they've been doing that all year, man.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, man, it's like they keep teasing me because I keep getting drawn in. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they beat the Cavs, I'm going to be so drawn in again.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, who knows? They might lose against... You know,
well, they play Cleveland and they play Atlanta. Atlanta is not bad, but they're not good.
Yeah, right.
They like, you know, in between or whatever. But I agree with you about Hoiberg, though. You're talking about with that roster and that weak-ass Eastern Conference. You can't make the playoffs in the East. No, you shouldn't be coaching in the NBA.
Well, that's another thing, too. With the talent they have on this year's team compared to even the Derrick Rose teams. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's not that... The Derrick Rose and the teams had so much talent, even when it was just Nate Robinson, when Derrick Rose was out for those years. I mean, you can't tell me we have that much less talent. I think we kind of have more talent.
You might have more talent, but that team with Derrick Rose then, they played defense. They was holding their opponents to maybe, 85? You're going to win a whole lot of games if you hold your opponent to 85 points.
But to me, it's just sad because, like, my God, our window... Like I was talking about those 2 years, those two seasons, how we went 62-20 and then 50-16, how our window was right there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying it's completely shut, but it's like...
Oh, yeah. I mean
It's about to.
I can tell you that right now.
And I'm not going to blame it on Derek for getting injured. I'm blaming it on how the front office is acting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
It's not closed yet, but it's about to. I don't see Wade coming back. No. I'm pretty sure Butler might not be here next year.
I mean, for even
Rondo's definitely even not going to be here.
In trade rumors, why wouldn't you, as Gar Foreman or John Paxson, as soon as you heard those in the media, come out and say, you guys are freaking nuts. We ain't accepting shit. This is our... Why couldn't they just say, this is our all-star, this is our star of the team, we're building around... They can't even say that.
I tell you why not. Because the Bulls right now, they don't know if they want to rebuild or win now. The in between. You can't be in between. You got to have a plan. You got to have a plan. They don't have a plan. So, I mean, I'm not surprised that, you know, Jimmy's name came up and nobody came out to defend him. Like, no, we're not trading him. He's our best player. Mm-hmm. Why would we trade him? I'm not surprised. But like I say, who wants to play for Frey Hoiberg?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying. I know Wade and Rondo is gone. And I wouldn't be surprised if Jimmy is going to be leaving right behind him.
And it's just sad to me because it's like, here's this organization, top four, if not better, NBA organization. Because, you know, as far as marketing-wise and everything and fan-wise, we're the top four easily.
Chicago is a big market.
Yeah.
You know?
And for us, for them not to for their front office to not have a fucking game plan set, even if it's just a year or two, that's sad, man.
And how bad is that for basketball right now? You got Chicago. You got New York.
Yes.
You got L.A. You know, you got these big market teams that should be good. And it's like, even if they are bad for a little while, they shouldn't be bad for long.
And I even got worse news for you. And by them being bad, you know who's climbed up? Your favorite team, Golden State.
See.
anyways, Rich, go ahead and... I don't know if you really follow the polls, but...
I agree with Eric. I think if they can pull off some of these, you know, late games or the, you know, remaining games they have, they can pull some wins out of here. But I'm looking at their past couple, like, past 10 games. It's like win-loss. They got to get a streak going with wins. And the good thing is they're facing the Cavs, and they are 3-0 against the Cavs this year. So they can actually sweep them, for the season. But when you talk about Atlanta, they're winless against them, and they're winless against the Knicks. So those are the two teams, I guess, that could possibly give them, you know, problems. But the rest of the teams, I mean, they got winning records against all of them. So.
And I'm surprised to hear that because it really don't seem like it. But because it seemed like them bad teams has been beating them all year.
Yeah. But they're undefeated against the Nets. And they were 2-1 against the Magic. And same thing with Philly.
Okay.
So it seems like the only teams they got to worry about are Atlanta and the Knicks.
No, Atlanta and Cleveland.
Yeah, but
I mean, with Cleveland, come on, the Knicks. I'm not worried about the Knicks. You know, they're not really playing Melo too tough right now. I'm not worried about them.
Well, no, yeah. They're playing their younger guys.
Melo's going to play less. Yeah. Okay, so I'm really not worried about New York.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
But if they win tonight, they'd be in the playoffs.
Wouldn't it be pretty nice just to sweep the – I'm sure the Bulls want to get in the playoffs. But it'd be pretty sweet to sweep the Cavs.
That's impressive.
The defensive champs.
You know, man.
The defending champs, I mean – that's a pretty big deal.
And speaking of Cleveland.
I like that transition. My man is learning. My man is learning over here. Speaking about the Cavs, my friends. What's up with the Cavs? They're having some struggles here. They've been losing. You know, they recently lost to the Spurs.
That was an ass whooping.
They got blowed out.
That was ass
San Antonio.
Yeah. You know, they ain't looking too hot. I mean, they lost to Washington. Though Washington is looking really good, man. I'm you know what? That's my number two team in the East, to be honest with you. You know, even if they don't get the second seed, if they're just third or fourth, I think they're the second best team in the Eastern Conference.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of people would say Boston, but something about John Wall, man, he's stepping up.
Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just
need a little bit more on the bench, and they'd be right there, man. They need more help on the bench, and they'd be right there. But anyways, you know, they're having these struggles. Rich, what do you think about these Cavs struggles? Are they going to follow with them to the playoffs? Do they have, you know, are they, I don't see, like, I guess it's kind of so-called, Stephen A. would say, blasphemy.
Yeah.
But does another team in the East actually have a chance against these Cavs?
Oh, yeah. You just brought up the team right there when you talked about Washington. I think Washington can give them big struggles. I mean, we saw that in the last game they played. But the thing with the Cavs is their defense. It's like their defense just fell off, and I don't know if it was even there this season. But when you look at some of their past games, they got wins against, like, you know, lower end teams. When they faced the Rockets, the Clippers, the Nuggets, the Wizards, and the Spurs, all playoff teams, they lost. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of worrisome whenever they're going into the playoffs, facing, you know, these actual teams that matter. And I'm not as scared of them this season in the playoffs than I was last year. Because last year they were really hungry. They wanted to get Cleveland a championship. Mm-hmm. Not that they don't want to get another one, but I just don't see them make. I told Eric this. I just don't see them making it to the finals. I just don't.
Are you done already?
Go ahead.
Are you done?
Go ahead, two please.
Hey, you guys are facing. You guys are facing them tonight, so you got to be on my side.
I mean, I'm on your side for tonight. Yeah. I'm on your side for tonight, but come on, man. If you, Dave, or anybody else that's listening to this podcast think for one second that Cleveland won't be in the finals this year, you fucking crazy. You was out your damn mind. Come on. I'm gonna give you, yeah, you're right. You know, Washington, they are a threat. Boston, they are a threat. Toronto, let's not forget about them Raptors, man. You know, I mean, their problem is, you know, their second best player is out.
Yeah, that's what's going to kill him.
Kyle Lowry's out right now. But when healthy, I mean, they're a threat.
But you said the main two teams right there, Washington
and Boston. And Boston. I agree. Those are the biggest threats.
Those are the teams I think that will keep them out of the finals.
Ain't neither one of them going to keep them out of the finals. Both of them are a threat. Ain't neither one of them keep them out of the finals. I mean, come on.
You tell
six
Washington,
in a row? Listen. It's about to be seven. Listen, for LeBron, seven straight finals.
That's a stretch, kind of like what you're saying. Them not getting them off, for them not to get to the finals. But it's more likely this season than it was in the past.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
But I don't think they're going to make the finals.
It's not going to happen.
It's still a longer stretch.
They're not going to beat them, though.
For them. But you know what? I do feel like they're going to play a hell of more games in the playoffs this year than they did last year. They're not going to be blowing out these teams like nothing. And I think that's what they're thinking. Oh, we can just switch it on at the last second when playoff time.
Oh, yeah, because they did that last year. Mm-hmm. But then
I think they're going to have a way harder time this time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, 70, I agree. 74,
I
agree.
74 points against the Spurs with all your starters. That doesn't make no damn sense.
Hey, but
you got LeBron, you got Irving, you got Love, you got J.R. Smith. How? Do you only score 74 points?
Listen.
And then you get Devin Booker scoring 70 by himself. Come on.
But what the J.R. Smith thing, you know, he has changed and he missed a lot of basketball. And then he's also got his daughter on his mind, you know, God bless him.
His daughter.
What happened?
She's sick, right?
You know, God bless him and his family and everything. I know that it's nothing against the man. And, you know, not saying basketball is last on his mind, but it's he can't be first right now.
Right.
With his daughter in that situation. So, anyways, bless him and his family. But you look at LeBron. I don't blame LeBron for, you know, overreacting to that blow to the head from David Lee.
Oh, you saw that? Because
I would have been the same way. Let me get the hell up out of this game.
No. You didn't see that?
I would have been the same way. I would have been like, you know what? I'm pretending this thing gave me like a fucking concussion or something.
David Lee went up for the rebound, and he flipped his arms trying to get out of the way, and he hit LeBron in the back with his elbow like that. And LeBron goes, collapses.
But I don't blame him though, man.
And all the Spurs fans were just like booing it. They're like, come on, man, get up off the ground. You're the king. And you're over here on the ground off of freaking
The king can't get hurt. I mean, y'all look at him. Just because
he can get hurt. He can get
6'9", hurt. 6'9", damn near 280 pounds. Like, you know, I mean, he can get hurt too. I mean, just because he ain't been on the injury.
You haven't seen the hit though, right? Have you?
You know, I mean.
You haven't seen the hit. Have
I didn't
you?
See the hit.
Hit
I ain't gonna
watch
lie.
It and then you'll be like, okay.
But just talking about an elbow to the head. That's
but it wasn't to the head. It was right here.
Yeah.
It was like the head. But anyways, I'm not going to downplay an injury, whatever. But I'm just saying for myself, I would have been overdramatic about it.
But you know that was bogus. All the Cavs players surrounded him like, oh, God.
And I don't mean to pick on your boy, LeBron, but...
That is my boy.
A couple games ago before that, he was wearing some goggles.
Oh, yeah. He threw those off. You saw that?
He went for a jump shot.
What's wrong with the goggles, man?
Wait, time out. He went to go... He got a Kareem wore it. But then he went to get for a jump shot, and he missed it.
Oh, yeah.
And he threw the goggles, acting like it was the goggles' fault. Player, please. Yeah, it's your jump shot that sucks.
He was upset.
Don't blame the goggles, man. It was your, it's your forearm.
So my question is, is Cleveland going to be all right for the playoffs? I know they're struggling on defense now. They playing real bad on defense now. The playoffs right around the corner. Are they going to be okay for the playoffs?
But like you said, though, they're going to do the same thing like they did last year.
They're going to turn it on when the playoffs start.
They're going to turn it on, but at the same time, I just think that they're just... I'm not going to say they're not going to make the finals, but I know they're going to have a hell of a more difficult time with the teams that are playing right now.
I completely agree.
The way they're playing. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have more games, and I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk. Like last year. So with that in regard, it's gonna hurt them when they're in the finals. You know what I'm saying? And what that game proved to me is the Cleveland Cavaliers do not want to see San Antonio Spurs in the finals. I guarantee you that. That's what that game proved to me. Because Greg Popovich does have LeBron's number.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I mean, that system and everything just has his number no matter where he goes. And it's just like, you know what, that's what I got out of that. Now, what do I think the Spurs will be there? Who knows? I don't really think so. But anyways, I don't see them not making the finals, but it's not going to be a cakewalk.
Oh, I'm
not
right. Because last year, they didn't lose their first game in the playoffs until the Toronto. Third game in the Eastern Conference Finals.
And
agree with that. It's going to be a lot harder this year.
A lot of people were saying they were just trying to make it interesting. Supposedly, rumors.
I don't agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Toronto came to play. They weren't going to just lie down and let them walk all over.
That's all you had in the East. Now you got Toronto.
Exactly.
Especially if Kyle Lowry comes
in. Exactly.
You got Washington balling. You got Boston balling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I just don't see. Like I said, me and Rich said, Washington, I think, is their biggest threat.
I think so.
Boston's a good threat, but I just don't see that. I mean, not trying to knock his size, but I just don't see little Isaiah Thomas, you know, when LeBron's is going to guard him. Because he knows that's the king of the fourth. He knows fourth quarter, LeBron's going to be right on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say what you want about Cavs defense. LeBron's defense, when it's time, it's always going to be there. I'll give him that. So, is that what you think, Mr. Richard?
I do agree that I don't think it's going to be as easy as it was. I mean, last year they swept the Hawks. They didn't deal with
the
Hawks.
They didn't lose to the Eastern Conference Finals, the third game.
They lost to the Raptors?
Yeah, Toronto.
Toronto. So, yeah, I don't think it's going to be as easy like that as, you know, this year.
No, it wasn't as easy, but Cleveland will be in the finals.
I don't agree with that.
Cleveland, San Antonio.
All right, we got one more topic in the NBA.
What about my Rockets, man? Don't give them a
look. Cleveland, San Antonio.
The Rockets... Hey, the Rockets, I give them credit, man. I do. I won't be surprised if they do make it. I won't be surprised.
And I ain't going to lie, man. I want to see Cleveland. I want to see Golden State and Houston. I would love to see that, a seven-game series between them two teams.
You know what I love to see is the first round. Man. First round of the playoffs in the Western Conference, the Houston Rockets versus the
L.A. Clippers.
Oklahoma City Thunder.
Which one is it?
Clippers, man. It's going to be the Clippers.
It's going to be the Thunder, man.
Well, either way, I'm not worried about either of them. I'm not worried about the Clippers or the Thunder.
It'll be the Clippers.
Can't wait for two potential MVPs going at it. That'd be nice. I mean, one will be swept, but the other one might still have his little MVP trophy.
Right. That's what I was about to say. You might get swept, but you're going to walk home with the MVP.
That's what really
matters,
not winning. You know. But anyways, speaking of which... Russell Westbrook, okay, your man, two plates.
That's
your
man. That's my boy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Historic night. Last night, my friend. The other night.
read them. What's some stats? I mean, read the stats.
Shit, now you caught me off guard. No, it was. Wait. Look, my stats are right in my head. Look, 57 points, 13 assists, and 10 rebounds.
No, 57 points, 12 boards, 11 assists.
No, you're wrong.
It was 12.
Was I right?
57 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists.
Damn, I was one assist off.
Have it right here.
Damn.
That's supposed to be your boy.
That's supposed to be your man.
I could have sworn it was 12, but if you say it's 13, it's 13.
And seven turnovers. So let's
talk about your boy. We're going to bring your boy in a topic. We're not going to, you know, I'm not going to talk about MVP. I'm just want to talk about just him right now, Russell Westbrook. Is he balling?
He's balling out of control right now. Did you see the game?
I saw highlights.
I ain't gonna lie. I didn't see the whole game. I saw a little bit.
For everybody to know, it was against the Orlando Magic. Nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying it's against Orlando Magic.
But why do you feel the need to put that out there like that? If ain't nothing wrong with it, they're a professional team, right?
I guess they get paid to play basketball. I guess you could put them in a professional team.
I'm not dissing your boy. I'm just letting the listeners understand who they might say who they played against. I just want them to be informed. That's all, my man. I'm not dissing Russell Brook, but I'm just letting them know.
I seen most of the game. I seen some of the game. You know, I did see most of that fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. I did see that, you know, game time. Three that Russell hit with maybe 7 seconds left to tie the game and send it into overtime. Uh-huh. You know, and I saw most of the overtime. Russ balling. You know, Russ is balling out of control right now. You know, he got that whole team on his back. Mm-hmm. And, hey, I mean, how far he going to take them to the playoffs? I mean, they not ready. They not ready to really do nothing this year. I mean, I thought that whole Taj Gibson, Doug McDermott trade was going to do something for him, and it hasn't.
I'm sure they thought that too.
McDermott not even playing. He played like three minutes last game. Yesterday.
That's what McDermott.
I thought he was going to be, you know, and Taj not even doing
much. But you know what though? It's not like they gave up anything for Taj and him in a way. They gave up Cameron Payne.
But I still thought they would have.
Who was Westbrook's little dance partner? Better.
Who was just his dance partner?
You know, yeah.
And y'all got Laverne. I remember a couple podcasts ago, he's like, man, they got a guy named Laverne. And here now the Bulls have him.
Well, anyways, you, Rich, what do you think of his performance, his historic night? Russell Westbrook in general, we're not talking about MVP. I'm just talking about his performances lately and just in general. Oklahoma City Thunder in general.
In general, Oklahoma City Thunder?
And Russell Westbrook.
Oh.
Oklahoma City Westbrooks. What is?
I told Eric. I mean, Westbrook is doing really good this year. I'm not saying, you know, he's a horrible player or anything like that. He did good last game, but when it's against a 27-48 team, 27-48, man.
Now you know what I'm about to say.
No. And then the game before that was against another scrub team, and you struggle. I mean,
for one, he did get a triple-double against and beat San Antonio. He got a triple-double against Houston.
They lost?
But you'd be quick to point out.
Say they lost. The Thunder. They lost to the Rockets.
They lost to the Rockets. Whatever. But,
he did make it interesting at the end.
You'd be quick to point out James Harden's 250-point triple-doubles against New York and Philadelphia.
You want me to pull up their schedule? You want me to pull up the record?
Go ahead. I did already. It's the exact same player. The exact same. All three of them are terrible.
The same exact records.
Orlando got a game ahead or something like that.
New York has 28 wins.
And Orlando got 27.
Yeah. All right. That's one win better.
Come on.
But did Harden have to go to overtime to beat this scrub team?
Like I told you last night, dog. By any means necessary, get that W.
And he had a triple-double before.
By any means necessary, get that W. It's all that. At the end of the day, that's all that matter. They got the W. I don't get how they get it. 2, 3, 4 overtimes.
Yeah, but
they got that W.
Them struggling against those two teams proves what you said right. They're not ready for the playoffs.
They're not going to do much for the playoffs.
To have close games like that against those two bad teams, I mean, I just don't think they're ready.
I'm talking about even if they do go get ahead of the Clippers. Uh-huh. They're 6th right now, but let's say they make, 5th. Who would they play? They won't play Houston, but they'll play Utah.
Yeah.
Right?
Utah.
I wouldn't give them much of a chance against Utah. So they're going to make the playoff. They'll be the fifth, maybe sixth seed, but they're not going far.
Yeah.
Because Russ, that supporting cast is just not good.
Yeah, if they get to fifth, they face Utah.
Yeah.
That's right. Right now, the Rockets and the Thunder face.
Right. Yeah. They're not beating Houston. They're not beating Utah. So.
Okay.
I just want to ask this one question, though. Okay, about Westbrook. Do you think he's putting some wear and some mileage and wear and tear into his body? I mean, he's still young, but at the same time, playing like this, is it gonna wear more out of his, you know, basically?
Is it gonna cut his career short?
Yes.
It could, cause man, dude, go hard.
Yeah.
Every time.
I mean, the whole game.
Yes.
Like, he just.
Even in his dunks.
He's relentless.
Yeah.
I mean. I love that about him, though. I mean, I wish all guys played that way.
Yeah.
You know, just all out. Lay it all on the line. You know, just go give it all you got. Every night, you do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, is it going to cut his career short? I mean, he won't be playing like this maybe 5 or 6 years from now.
I mean, do you see him, like, having a long career like LeBron James is having? I mean, believe it or not, I mean, LeBron's been in the league for
14 years.
14 years.
Yeah. But LeBron started when he was 18, though. I don't think Russ was probably like 21 when he started.
So, I mean, I don't know. It's just, to me, it's going to, I'm not saying it's going to catch up to him, but to me, like, I mean, I'm not saying he's not going to have that fire, even like next year.
That motor.
Yeah, I don't think, like, even next year, he'll still have that motor and everything, but I just don't think he's going to go crazy like he did this year. I think this year was all proven. Not to everybody, but just saying, proving, hey, I'm Russell Westbrook. I am a superstar, and I'm here. I think this is what this season's all about for him.
No,
that's
plus
just my
plus
opinion.
He knew he had to take his game up another level with Durant leaving. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if Durant was here, I mean, Russ, he's been playing like this his whole career. And let's not make it seem like, oh, all of a sudden now he want to start playing like this. He's been playing like this his whole career.
Right.
It's just now you lose to Kevin Durant. You got to take your game up a notch, a level or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just to compete. You know, y'all make it seem like he's only out to get numbers. He wants the triple-double. This dude want to win. He's not out there playing like this just for numbers. He want to win. It's just his supporting cast is not good enough for him to win what he's trying to, you know, accomplish this year, which is a championship.
Let's be honest, Rich. If it wasn't for James Harden having the season that he's having, like this year,
mm-hmm.
would anybody be close to Russell Westbrook?
No. It would be unanimous. If Harden wasn't playing the way he was, it'd be unanimous. And I'm pretty sure it'd be the same way around, wouldn't it? If Westbrook wasn't playing as good?
Yeah.
You can't say LeBron. Yeah. You can't. Well, I mean, they're in the conversation, but.
Yeah. You could always say LeBron. Why, I guess.
Yeah, you know.
But nobody would be, like you said, nobody would be.
They're both having a fantastic season. To see these two guys putting up all these triple doubles, it hasn't been done in years. Even James Harden with 20.
Yeah.
Even James Harden with 20 triple doubles in a season.
Because they're making it look easy.
They're making it look easy.
I remember there was a time when it was like, man, he got a triple double. Man, he was impressed.
Yeah.
If somebody got a triple double. Now it's just like, oh, he got another triple double. You know.
I'm glad Eric said that.
That's case.
Because I was watching NBA TV and now they're talking about quadruple doubles. Who's going to be the next person to have a quadruple double? I mean, it's
10
like...
10 points, 10 rebounds,
because
10
it seems,
assists, 10 what? 10 blocks?
Yeah, 10 blocks.
Or 10 steals.
Or 10 steals. And they were having like a conversation who did it last. I'm trying to think of who it was. I know Elijah one got one, but it's been forever ago.
Homer.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, it's a fact.
Okay, I'm not saying it.
I just want to make sure.
I don't want you to be, you know...
And, I think it might have been David Robinson that got the last one. Mm. Yeah, it was David Robinson.
Quadruple
from the Spurs.
Double. Huh?
Yeah, he was the last one to get the quadruple double, and that was like 2000 or before that.
So, is it possible a player can average a quadruple double for the season?
Again?
You
oh,
mean for the season?
No.
Oh,
well,
no.
That's not
right.
Happen.
Hell no.
But just to get a quadruple double, I don't know who's. I mean, with Harden and Westbrook playing the way they are. Who knows if Westbrook might just go off and get a quadruple double one day? Because I mean, he steals. He might be able to do it. Because they're making it seem so easy nowadays with triple doubles. Uh-huh. It's like, okay, what's next now? Now, let's talk. The NBA TV was talking about, let's start talking about quadruple doubles. Who's going to be the next one to get one of those? But both these players changed the game this year. It's just they took it to another level. Yeah. Now, I mean, it's
making it interesting for the NBA fans. With these two playing at the way.
Yeah.
Because you got 50-50. Actually, it's 50-50. People are for Harden, and the other 50 is for Westbrook. And it's good because everybody's engaged in the NBA product. You know what I'm saying?
No one's even talking about Defensive Player of the Year. Everyone's just focused on MVP. Who's going to get MVP?
They're not really talking about your boy Steph Curry or LeBron or...
Your boy.
LeBron, LeBron, my boy. You know,
how many does LeBron have? Does he have over 10
triple doubles?
Yeah,
I thought
he had like 7 or 8.
I think it's still single, like 7, 8.
And these guys doing the triple doubles are point guards compared to people that can actually go up there and get rebounds like LeBron and everything. I mean,
or even
it's
like
crazy.
Back in the day, you could figure, well, Wilt could do that.
Oh, yeah.
If he was so dominant.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying, like Kareem or, you know, you would think they would be the ones that be able to do that. Even the quadruple double, you know, I mean, you would think it's the bigger guys who was, you know, in the class of their own.
But here we got these point guards.
It's these point guards.
Even though Harden's like 6'6", so I wouldn't really say he qualifies to be a point guard.
How tall is Westbrook?
6'3", man. Averaging over 10 rebounds a game.
There you go. All right. That's about it for this podcast, Tribe members. Thank you for listening. Go ahead and click that like button.
He's 6'5".
If you have any questions, please submit them. What are you doing over there?
I'm saying he's 6'5". He's not 6'6".
Oh, my God. He's still on his step.
Yeah.
I thought you meant Westbrook.
No.
Now Westbrook is 6'3". Yeah, hard about 6'5", 6'6", 6'5". 6'5".
That's exactly what I was.
6'5", damn near 250.
I'll let you finish.
Thank you. I was in the middle of something. Anyways, thank you, Tribe members. Please hit the like button, like I said. Please submit some questions. If you want to be part of the podcast, let us know. We'll make arrangements. Rich, don't we have a poll coming up soon for the Tribe Starting Five?
We got to finish it off. I got to... This coming up week, I know I said this on the last podcast. I got to get this poll done. It's gonna you know, bring it all around. We're going to have the top... Who is going to be the top point guard? And that's going to finish off our try
greatest point
five.
Guard. Yep.
Yeah, greatest point guard in NBA history.
Allen Iverson.
NBA history?
In the history?
Wow, he said Magic last time. What's up with that?
How many Bud Lights have you had?
Yeah, seriously.
But anyways, go ahead and Gmail us. Go ahead and talk about that. Where they can contact us, our information, man. I don't know. I had too many Bud Lights myself.
Did you? All right, so everything from Instagram to Twitter to Facebook, it's all at the Tripod. And if you want to catch it or, you know, email us or anything, it's thetribecast16@gmail.com. And you can send us anything you want to ask us or your questions or any kind of information you want to know. You can contact us through those sources. Those sources. There you go.
All right, well, that's about it. Thank you guys for listening. Hit that like button, all right? For my boy Rich.
Hey.
See, got you. And my boy Key Plates.
All right, y'all. We're going to holler at y'all again real soon.
And, hey, I want to give a shout out to Miss Kitty Cat. Kitty Cat, I hope you enjoyed your encounter today. I know you're going on an encounter date.
Encounter?
Just call it an encounter. So good. I hope good news about that. But anyway, everybody, dream big. Live bigger.
Is that it?
I don't know. Dream big, live bigger. What?
Peace.
Oh, peace.